The chemical Naled is routinely used in South Florida for mosquito control. Local officials say they spray it in doses approved by the Environmental Protection Agency. But critics are worried it could be harmful to unborn babies and young children. WLRN's Kate Stein says they question why Naled is not approved for use in the European Union.
If you're gonna spray, we should have a say. If you're gonna spray, we should have a say.
Last year, Lori Backham protested on Miami Beach against aerial spraying. She had a concern that's resurfaced in this year's debate over Naled.
It is banned in the European Union. I feel that that wouldn't have been done indiscriminately.
Banned isn't the right word, says Brian Maddox. He's a representative for AMVAC, a company that makes the pesticide Dibrom, which contains Naled. He says Naled's not approved in the European Union because AMVAC did not pursue an application to have it registered there. There aren't as many mosquitoes, he says, and aerial spraying for agriculture or mosquito control just isn't that common.
There's no market there. To get the product approved in any market is a very costly endeavor, and AMVAC's not a huge company.
A recent study from the University of Michigan found a potential link between Naled exposure and slight developmental delays in about 200 infants in China. Experts, including researchers who worked on the study, say more studies are needed. They say it's not clear what quantities of Naled the infants were exposed to or how exposure occurred, maybe through agriculture and not mosquito control. And Maddox says AMVAC doesn't sell the pesticide in China. I'm Kate Stein in Miami.
Still, there are some places in South Florida where skeeter problems outweigh concerns over pesticides. Right now, Broward County officials are responding to requests for more aerial spraying. Broward Mosquito Control plans to spray the pesticide Naled over parts of Weston on Friday and Southwest Ranches and Pembroke Pines on Saturday. That's after some town leaders and residents complained that a surge of black salt marsh mosquitoes has made it impossible to go outdoors without being immediately swarmed and bitten. The spraying will be conducted between 4 a.m. and 6:30 a.m.